This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just found out that Tieck doesn't like me.
Really?
You just found out?
Rumor's been going around for a while. Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Okay.
You don't... I don't see you as one of these people.
You don't?
No.
You're
no.
Sadly mistaken.
I thought so much higher of you.
There's a story out. If you don't realize it, I watched some videos today. Not of this.
Okay. Woo.
But in the wheelhouse. Robots are coming, people. Robots are... there's got to be different words. Robots...
They're on their way.
There is this Japanese, I think, robot that I watched all these videos about that people are hiring as a butler. I mean, and It's like wearing a turtleneck and stuff. The face is just looks like they're in Daft Punk. It's like a helmet.
Oh. So,
no, they don't put a face on it. Because I don't know if you want to...
That'd be weird. I don't...
On just the one who's serving you coffee and stuff, I don't think you want a face on it.
No.
Because what if you don't like the... then you hire... It's like, can I get a different face?
Yeah, but isn't the helmet's kind of scarier, I think. Like, to be walking around your house and stuff?
Yeah, but you've seen bench warmers, right?
Bench warmer? Have I?
The baseball movie with...
Is that Johnny Knoxville?
Napoleon Dynamite? No, it's got... like that whole group of people. Okay.
And there's a robot in it?
Yeah, the servant. He's a robot servant. And he's this old man looking dude. And
oh, yeah, yeah, I have seen that. I don't remember. Those guys, yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
I'd rather have a helmet than that guy, yeah.
And then maybe just with the Wally eyes that come on sometimes. Or not Wally, but what's her name?
Eva.
Yeah, those kind of eyes. It could make some expressions for you or whatever, but not just... I don't want a face. I don't want expressions all the time. This thing just walking around, the guy's walking in with groceries, and then the robot comes out and he just hands him the groceries and he just takes them. It's just this dutiful... Sort. It could just help you with a lot of stuff in your house.
Really?
But the next level of that is you can sleep with them.
Hmm.
Okay. But so then I would want a face.
Hmm.
I think you...
I don't want to sleep with them, so I don't want either.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm with Aaron on this.
Here's the thing. Because you have a wife, and Aaron has, girls can sleep with somebody whenever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. A robotic-faced guy, yeah.
No, but I'm just some of us can't sleep with somebody. There's nothing, so most people would be okay with their partners sleeping with one. If you were dating a man from London, and it's a long distance relationship, do you want him to have his needs unfulfilled, or would you rather him sleep with someone else, or would you rather him sleep with a robot?
Just me. Is that not an option?
You're not there.
But that's we agreed to be long distance. That's part of it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, we could talk on the phone. We could FaceTime. Yeah. There's other ways that we could.
But so she can have a Bob. I'm not trying to be graphic.
You can have toys. That's fine.
This is just really
that's nice toy. But it's not because
yes, it's not a person.
It is as close to a person
no,
as you can get.
It's not that close to a person.
Then why do you want to it? It's not that close. I don't understand. It seems weird to me. I like,
if AHAC was like I've always wanted to do this. You would like, is that cheating to you?
If she said she's always wanted to,
if she was like, the neighbors got one, and they're letting me borrow it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, they
yeah.
run How it to you- the car wash or
Ew.
Something. It's got the triple foam. No, I mean,
I would be
the attachments are probably your own. You're like,
okay. I would be uncomfortable with it. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Would you? And you'd be and uncomfortable no, if I did it, even though.
Yeah, I think anyone who wants to do it is a little weird in my book. I find it odd if you have.
Have you
that
seen Lars
here.
On the Real Girl?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh,
is that Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, finally movies that I've seen that you guys haven't.
I've heard of it. I get that one, and isn't there one with Joaquin too, where he's is that her?
Joaquin's in love with the voice. He's in love with Scarlett Johansson, the AI voice.
Hmm. But Ryan Gosling, it's a real robot in that movie?
Well,
that
it's a doll.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's just a relations doll. It doesn't move or anything.
I just maybe I'm wrong. I'd love to, texters 303-222-5423. I view it as like, you are not able to have as much relations as you want, right? So this is not a solve to that problem.
Yes, it is.
This is a temporary Band-Aid that in the long run, I think will make the problem way worse.
Yeah.
Because you end up, now you're obsessed with a doll who does not love you back, who does not reciprocate any of the
It's kind of like dating and how the dating apps have ruined everything because everything is too convenient now.
It's not all that convenient, but I get it.
All right.
No, okay, so.
Even the doll.
Dolls get more swipe time. I don't mean to sound pathetic, but I'm just saying, like, if it's. I am really trying to keep this completely PG, so I'm going to.
Okay.
But it's like, if you're a guy and you have some alone, like, you probably have zero alone time at this point, Tiak. Like, relations alone time. But if most married men have relations alone time.
Okay.
Like, just.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Me, myself, and Irene. That's just us in, like, getting after it. What difference does it make what accoutrement I use for that instance?
Okay, I'm gonna try to keep it PG too. Sorry, I said earlier.
Yeah, it's a little late, man.
I think if you're doing that, there's a different vibe to it. There's a need being met and fulfilled versus a like, I'm enjoying this. I look forward to this. It's not just like I'm trying to get something done.
But don't you
Does
think
that make sense? Do you get what I'm
when
saying?
A female uses any of her accoutrement, it's the same? Like if they're allowed bells and whistles, we should be allowed bells and whistles. And to that point, men are very much more visual. I think we can agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Because women can find their way to sleeping with even the ugliest among us.
Hear, hear.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, and just so our tools might need to look a little more, not helmet, but like the whole thing.
And I think that's a lie. I don't think you need all that.
How did Ryan Gosling do it in the movie?
Hold on. We need to take a break. I got to cancel a delivery.
Okay.
Ew. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.